$1,000. Kelly says the smoke did so much damage to his lungs he can't even carry a laundry basket upstairs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, August the 1st.
It's Monday.
First day of the month. Monday.
MTV
Only
Day.
Only 31 more days till Monday. Hey, okay, it's 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we are chatting live at KCNR1460.com, and we're also streaming live. You can catch us anywhere in the world, as we have found out from people that have sent us things. And it is going to be a great week. We got a lot of people. Today we're going to be talking a couple of veterans issues that are going on. We're going to be talking about the debt ceiling. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. We're going to be talking, first of all, about Bad Bob, who's making noise over there. Bad Bob
Good
is
morning.
The noise.
That would be my job, sir.
Hey, so Bad Bob, how are you feeling today?
Quite well. We went for a float on the river on Saturday, and it was most restful.
Most restful. Okay. Yes. Speaking of restful, but not really, because she just makes my heart beat fast. Here's Linda.
Hey, good morning. Okay, quickly to the weather, and then I want to tell you about my river or lake experience. Okay, hot today with a temperature reaching around 96 degrees, mostly clear tonight with lows of 66. Tomorrow it looks like we're going to be around 96 with a low of 66. And throughout Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're all underneath the triple digit with the 95s and the 94s. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're going to start out the morning by saying, hey, check out their Thursday nights and Sunday nights addition to the menu, and they're going to be having wine tasting dinner on Sunday nights now, and this weekend there'll be fabulous music with Corey Robinson. Saturday, first time ever for me to be on a kayak. I don't know why. I've canoed, but I haven't kayaked. So Saturday morning, a girlfriend picks me up from the house, 8 a.m., the glorious hour of 8 a.m. And, you know, we're early birds anyway. So, okay, so she's got two kayaks. She heads to Whiskey Town, and we're just gabbing away. And next thing I know, we're taking the kayaks out of the back of her car, and we are loading in, and there, voila, I am with paddle and kayak in the beautiful, pristine morning on Whiskey Town Lake. And it just made me think, you know, this is another glorious reason of why we love and live in the North State. It was absolutely beautiful, and you know, the little baby ducks and just, you know, it was just fabulous. It was peaceful, it was fabulous. It wasn't hard. You know,
I know you came home really stoked.
I love to be with nature. And then Sunday, speaking of what it is to really plug into the North State, we have some friends that, you know, have a new home in Mount Shasta. And we drove up to wish them well. And we haven't spent much time in Mount Shasta, but their view from their back deck is of the mountain. And it was absolutely
and of the Lemurians.
Gorgeous.
Is it Lemurians? Is that
Lemurians. We'll have to do a whole show on that.
It's supposed to be the vortex of the world is supposed to be right there.
Evidently, we'll find out more about that. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have a brand new segment with us this morning. Will be Rocky Henderson, who is going to talk to you about the Market Minute. Now, you guys, we all know what's happening maybe you don't know what's happening, but stay tuned after these messages, and we're going to tell you about what's happening with the Market Minute.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast. Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And we've got Rocky Henderson from Wells Fargo. Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning. Stock index futures suggest a sharply higher open for the major averages after President Obama announced a deal to increase the federal debt limit and avoid default. House plans to vote on the deal today, and Senate may follow. Despite the agreement, both S&P and Moody's Investors Service may weigh whether to cut the U.S. credit rating. Markets have taken a downturn now. Dow now down 58 points at 12,085, NASDAQ down 11 points at 2,743, and the S&P 500 now down 2 points at 1,289. Oil up $2.19 at $97 a barrel. Gold down $3.79 to $1,622, and silver down 29 cents at $39.53 an ounce. Noticeable stocks this morning, DuPont's up 44 cents at $51.87, and Chevron up 68 cents to $104.77 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you very much, Rocky. This is a new part of our show. We're going to have
the Market Minute.
The Market Minute. And, you know, you heard what he said. You know, the Dow's down, about the debt going on.
Gold is down.
And gold's down. Silver's down. I think it's, you know, you're going to be seeing this because until they can get this debt crisis resolved, which I think they have, except they haven't taken the final vote. We're going to talk a little bit about that. That's going to be, but it's a new part of our programming. It's going to be at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. So you get an idea of what's going on in the markets. Okay, now, we weren't finished with the weekend stuff.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, besides seeing the Lemurians.
We did not see
clouds.
The clouds are always, there always is a white cluster of clouds right there by the tip of the mountain.
But speaking of Lemurians, we also saw cowboys and aliens.
We saw cowboys and aliens, and as a matter of fact, this weekend, we went to go see that on Friday, and of course, you know, we love Westerns, and it was great, and Smurfs is in tie. Is tied up with, you know, the box office with Cowboys and Aliens.
Now, I had to make a choice between going to see Harry Potter or Cowboys and Aliens. How was it? Now, I understand that critics did not care much for it, but, I mean, anything with Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig can't be that bad.
They're both babes.
Well, you know,
that depends on your point of view.
That's a good question because you think of it, and it's a, it starts off like a typical Western. And then it expands out into the aliens. And the story, if nobody knows what it is this town in New Mexico is all of a sudden attacked by aliens who are there to gather things. And so it's their battle to save their town. And eventually it turns out it would be the human beings on the planet. But it's all based in this little mining town in New Mexico. Mm. That's the premise behind it.
It's no True Grit.
No.
That's what I said to Carl. It's no True Grit. Is it entertaining? Yes, because what it does is, of course, it ties together, the obvious in the fact that, you know, what Carl said, you know, what else can they do? What other kind of alien? Can it look like an alien? Or what other kind of... what other kind of cowboy? But there's like one scene where there's 30 or 40 horses. And so it's really a great movie. We just absolutely, we loved it in the sense that, you know, it's not a huge plot, but really fun eye candy.
I read an interview where Harrison Ford said it was just a ball to get on a horse again. He hadn't done much of that since the Indiana Jones films, and he just had a ball doing it. And I guess he's quite a pilot to boot.
Yeah, he is. Okay. All right. Now, what else is happening? We also having, you know, we're talking about the debt ceiling. The debt deal looks like it was reached between the White House and the Congress and the Senate. However, there is a lot of anger out there. A lot of anger from both sides, in the sides of the conservatives and the liberals, are saying, "Wait a minute, there is no tax raises. There's going to be $2.4 trillion cuts during this next decade." They put together a 12-person committee to come up with more cuts. If they can't come up with the cuts, the ones that they've come up with already will just automatically happen. One of the problems is that they're saying 50% of these cuts are going to be social programs and 50% from the military. Right now, the military is on the chopping block for the next decade of $400 billion. The new chairman of the Chiefs of Staff has gone up to Capitol Hill and says, "You can't take any more." He says, "If you take more, you're going to have a hollow service, a hollow army. We don't have the people, we don't have the equipment, and if you keep cutting like this, we are not going to have the ability to defend our shores." Literally. Literally not going to have the time to do it. The head of the Marine Corps that was there that was testifying says, "If you do this, we're going to have to change the missions of the Marine Corps. We can't do what our mission statement is, project power ashore. We can't do that if you take all this money from the military." Well, you know, this remains to be seen about where these cuts are going to come from. But right now, the New York Times headline says Obama's presidency lessened because he agreed to what the Republicans in many cases wanted. Now, the one thing he really got was that the debt ceiling would not be raised again until 2013, which is, of course, after the election. What he was afraid of was that, hey, all this was going to come right back again. But here it is. We've borrowed another $2 trillion. $2 trillion has been pushed into the debt ceiling. We are spending three times as much money now than we were 10 years ago. Three times as much money now as we were 10 years ago. It's, you know, you can blame it on Bush. Fine. It's been 3 years. We've been on this crazy spin, and nothing's happening. We aren't making any cuts. And we are in trouble. We could still have our bond rating dropped because of this. They could still do that. And you heard the Rocky Henderson from Wells Fargo, where the markets are. If anything, the market should have been coming up today, but they don't like this. There's something about this that they're not happy about, maybe because it hasn't been settled all the way, but they're down again. Unemployment is up. Construction is down. All those things that have to be done are all those indicators are still bad.
It doesn't make much sense to blame somebody else for the leak in the boat when you're drilling more holes in it.
Okay. Hey, we've got some guests coming in here, so we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott.
Happy
good morning.
Monday.
7:21. It's August the 1st. 530-605-4567, KCNR 1460. We're streaming and you can get into our chat room, as many of you have. Hey, how many of you remember who D.B. Cooper is? D.B. Cooper.
Heard about it. Heard about him ransom money, evidently.
That's right. What had happened is D.B. Cooper, back in 1971, actually hijacked a passenger jet over Washington State. And this is where the legend begins. He goes in, he says, I want $200,000, and I want a parachute. And that says that, and he had him drop the plane to a certain level, and he jumped somewhere over Washington or Oregon. I guess somewhere over Washington, Oregon. Now, years ago, they found some of the money. And they think that, well, maybe he was killed when he landed. But he was never seen again. D.B. Cooper was never seen again.
Or he changed his identity, so,
well. Honey, I mean, but he was never seen again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, the FBI says that a law enforcement member directed investigators to a person who might have helpful information on the suspect. Says an item belonging to the man was sent to a lab in Quantico, Virginia for forensic testing. Federal investigators have checked more than 1,000 leads since the hijacker dubbed D.B. Cooper parachuted from the flight. You know, that's one of those things that nobody was hurt. Okay, yeah, the law was broken. But nobody was hurt.
Well, how do you know that whoever he said, give me the money, wasn't emotionally scarred? Emotionally scarred is hurt. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, it sounds, you know, we romanticize.
They probably sued the company and got $1 million. That probably helps a lot.
You may still be having nightmares.
Boy, emotionally scarred. I want compensation for every time I turn on the bloody news then.
I want to.
That's true.
Anyway, okay. Now, I put a blog in the paper, under the helmet. Time under the helmet. And what's happened is there's been calls now. You know, the end on Don't Ask, Don't Tell is going to be September 20th. This is one of the things that President Obama said he's going to end the Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military, where you can be gay and serve in the military. You just don't say anything about it. You're not openly gay. Well, that's been changed, even though that the service chiefs have said don't do it. Somehow they've gone around and they took a survey, and you can question the survey. It's a survey taken, and it looks like it's going to happen. So, but it said, okay, we're going to do away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. As soon as the services certify it, which they have, they've taken all their people through the training, taken them out of combat, trained them, on this, on accepting openly gay members of the military. Well, there's a group, and I wrote about it. Like I said, it's on Reading.com under my blog, that says that they want recruiters to reach out to the gay community in the same way they target blacks, Hispanics, and women. And that since it's going to be lifted September 20th, they want to have, they should start recruiting gays. You know, I'm just, the military has come out and said that we look for the very best. We look for people that always looking for smart, talented young men and women who want to serve and determine which recruiting marketing venues best meet the needs, was a spokesman from the Department of Defense. Meanwhile, OutServe, which is the name of this organization, which claims more than 4,000 gay and lesbian military members, is having a coming out party in Las Vegas in October. They've invited the Department of Defense there to speak on all these very, very tangible issues. I'm just reporting what I see here. You know, the thing is this is just this. I mean, recruiting. I mean, if you're going,
do you like this new world?
Well, you know what? It's you know, if the military says they can handle it, then they can handle it. But what if they're wrong? What if the people making these decisions are wrong? What if it cuts back on, say, 20% of the recruiting? And you don't have enough recruits.
Well, maybe
it'll pick up because now openly gay can serve.
I guess being the fact that I'm the layman and you are very experienced, I'm thinking in our society today that when I went to high school, gay wasn't a word that was used. Now it's much more common that someone in your family or a neighbor or somebody would say that they were gay. And so I think, do you think perhaps that in our society today we're more tolerable with that term? And if you knew that the guy three doors down was somebody who was an all-American person, just had a different sexual preference, would you think that you could serve with that guy? You knew that when it came to laying your life in his and that in that person's hands, girl or woman or man.
Let's go to Jay. Jay's on line one.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Jay. You got a comment on this?
I do. Actually, more of a question, to be truthful. Carl, let's pretend for a moment that you spent a career in the Marines and you were a colonel. And tell me, what makes it so difficult to have a gay person, maybe not from your perspective, but from where the other people were coming from, what makes it so difficult to serve next to a gay or a lesbian person?
Well, people have been for a long time. There have been gays in. And, you know, there's, with the don't ask, don't tell, it was never for sure. You know, in some cases you might think that it was, okay, obviously this person's gay. I think it was ignored. I think my concern would be as a leader, and we only got right. 2 minutes left. My concern as a leader was this, is that the people that are in the military are usually middle-of-the-road conservative types that come in. Having to serve with openly gay members, especially if they're in leadership positions. In other words, when you go into combat, you trust your leaders. You trust the people around you, but especially you trust your leaders. If your leader is you perceive or you see your leader having walking around holding hands or kissing a member of the same sex, will this be a problem? Will this become a trust problem? Will this become something that says you know I can't handle this because I don't understand, I don't respect it? Now,
well, here's my second question.
I'm not there. I'm just saying is I see. Leadership problems that could exist from there. What's the second question?
And here's my second question on it is, aren't there already rules when it comes to heterosexual where you're not supposed to be having sex in the barracks anyway?
Yes. Now, we're talking about sex in the barracks is one thing. We're talking about walking around in civilian clothes, you know, and there's been, and those are out there too about public displays of affection, but that's why you're in uniform. But if you're in civilian clothes, walking around holding hands is fine, kissing. Anyway,
okay.
We got 30 seconds.
Well, I personally find the whole thing gross, but you know what? I don't want people telling me what to do behind closed doors either. So
yeah.
I don't know about the military like you do, so I just wanted to hear what you had to say.
I'm going to wait and see here. We'll see what happens. Got to take a break here. Call Linda Bach.
Coming up, Enjoy Magazine. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR, 1460. And Jake is up here.
From the Fox Business Network, a strong open on Wall Street is giving way to losses now. There was relief over a last-ditch deal in Washington to raise the U.S. borrowing limit and avert an unprecedented default, but those gains disappearing after a weaker-than-expected manufacturing report. President Obama reaching a deal with Senate leaders on spending cuts and increasing the debt ceiling by at least $2.4 trillion. The plan will raise the debt limit in two phases. Over 10 years, there will be $1 trillion in spending cuts. A special bipartisan congressional committee will have to come up with additional reductions, which must be voted on by the end of the year. The plan is expected to pass the Senate later today. There are concerns it won't have enough support to pass the House. And Humana stock in the spotlight today. The health insurer reported a better-than-expected second-quarter profit, raising its 2011 earnings outlook. Humana says strong growth in the retail, health, and well-being sectors drove its results higher. The company reported an 8% rise in revenue, but still came in shy of estimates. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change. It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package for $29.95 or less with $10 rebate, only at your Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that?
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 83111.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to Cars and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it and I didn't have to mess with anything and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:34 in the morning, August the 1st. It's going to be a great week this week, you know, nice and warm.
Looks like we're going to have a day that's going to reach about 96 degrees, mostly clear tonight with a low of 68 tomorrow. Our temperatures look like they're going to also be around 96 with a mostly clear evening of around 66. Perfect time to be out on the lake. This is one of my favorite segments ever, always coming up, and it is our North State Premier Magazine, Enjoy Magazine, and with us is Yvonne and James Mazzotta. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, another thing that I'd like to share with our listeners, Carl and I here, is that on Thursday nights with On the Spot with Linda Vaught, you're now taking the third Thursday of every month because there's just never enough time to talk about all the stuff that's going on in the North State, as we see every month with your wonderful magazine.
Yeah, I'm glad that you finally said something, because we've been working on this for a long time. So
yes, finally,
so
it was like, okay, you
officialized
guys,
it.
Thursday night we had to go to the wrap party for Dancing with the Stars, and I was like, you guys, this is it. You got to get in.
We've mentioned it before, but there's always this look of horror
in your
eyes. Now,
yeah, 1 hour.
You and Rhonda, and we thought, hey, you can take it yourself. And there's this.
Yeah, well,
this Thursday?
Yeah.
So, thank you very much for your generosity. We look forward to, again, the third Thursday of this month.
The last Thursday that I got to step in, Rhonda did it solo with hers, and I didn't know paybacks, you know what that is. So, I did it this last Thursday, and of course, it was really kind of filling in for you, but it was kind of warming our feet a bit for the Thursday show that Rhonda and I will be doing. So, hopefully, you know, Rhonda and I will flesh out a nice format and, you know, do something a lot of fun. But yeah, it is a little intimidating. You wouldn't think that it would be, I guess, because you're not on TV, but there's a lot of equipment in here, and there's...
I had one or two times on your belt. Go ahead.
I attribute it to, you know, getting married, this whole commitment thing. It took him a little while, so, you know, I kind of figured it would happen.
Okay, it's a perfect fit, though, with a magazine show.
Mm-hmm.
And just like with Enjoy Magazine, it's hard once these monthly feature magazines come out, after the first 4 days that they're on the stands, you can't get them.
Yep.
They are so popular. Enjoy Magazine is so popular. So let's share with our listeners here, because you always get the first Monday of every month.
Which we love.
This half hour is yours to talk about anything you want to talk about with the magazine or the store.
Well, we thank you for that.
And congratulations on your new move.
Oh, yeah, we're moving.
I mean, personal and home.
Yes, thank you. You know, we really enjoy this. But part of the enjoyment, obviously, is sharing, but it's also being here with you guys, because it's a lot of fun when you guys are here. I mean, it makes it...
Husband-wife team, huh?
Yeah. it is. It's just a lot of fun.
Because every time she reaches over and punches me,
isn't
it?
How do you do it? Get up at 5 o'clock and go, okay, honey. We pull each other up by the bootstraps.
I can imagine. Okay. Well, the first thing that you'll notice, hopefully, this month, and not that any month is any less, but I'm just very partial. We have an extraordinary cover. It's a little bit different feel than a lot of the covers. In the past, our covers are what would you say, Yvonne? They're here, they're now. They obviously have
they're brighter.
Yeah,
this
has a little bit of a nostalgic feel. It's kind of
our Norman Rockwell.
Yes, very Norman Rockwell-y. I mean, in the tones.
Yeah.
And so I just really I enjoy this cover.
It's like, well, you know what it looks like? It's free. It's light. It's wee.
Yeah. Well, on the headline for this month's issue is free falling.
You
know, you got a little bit of the swing set, and people are falling. So we really, really are happy with the cover. On the inside front cover, obviously, is our advertisement for Movies in the Park. And we are now in mid-season for our third year. And, again, an extraordinary, extraordinary season. We just wrapped up this last Friday at Anderson River Park, which we want to thank, Parks and Recs in Anderson for letting us use the park and the beautiful amphitheater. It's a great location. We had great attendance. We were there. Our charity that month was the Post 214 from the American Legion of Palo Cedro. And
great.
They actually brought out, their baseball team that they support. And those boys helped us with setup and tear down and fundraising. So it was a really...
Community spirit.
Yes, it was a great month. This Friday, we will be moving to the Convention Center lawn. And we are supporting Help Inc., which Rhonda, who's not here this morning but normally is here with me, is actually a board member, and it's a crisis hotline. And we're really excited to be helping them because they are in very much need of funds. So it's going to be a good organization, and they do just really great work. There's, you know, when somebody has a crisis, it could potentially be life-changing.
So the movie this Friday, will start this Friday.
We'll start this Friday.
Convention Center. Mm-hmm. At what time do they usually start? Dusk?
Yeah, around 9 o'clock right now, I think, is when the sun kind of goes down.
On the Jumbotron screen. So we're trying to get a visual here. If somebody's not been before, you can bring your own food, your popcorn. But that you, there's also...
Blankets, lounge chair.
And kids, everything's for free. You just want... They ask for a donation.
They ask for a donation, which you can do. Besides just giving a donation, the charities usually have raffles. You can actually do part of a 50-50 or donate or buy a raffle ticket for things that we will give away. We give $100 gift certificates. We give signature blankets from Movies in the Park that we've made, which are really nice. But each organization is responsible for their own fundraising, so it just really depends on what it is that they bring to the table. But we also have food vendors there.
Oh, that's great. So what's the movie this Friday?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, and on that note, we got to take a break.
I know what Pee-wee's Big Adventure was.
We'll be right back, Casey, in our 1460.
Tonight, what are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a Fort Tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Bob, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, and they got great icy drinks also. Finest walk-in humidor there in the state. They do so much for our community, and they give discounts to veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Well, you know,
James
if you
and
could,
Yvonne
if you could
Masada
only...
here, and I just heard something from James that I'm going to hold over his
head. Yeah, I'm going
to
hold over.
I'm not sure when it'll come out. Maybe another week or two.
When you look at the Enjoy magazine, don't forget to look at the backside because those are the highlights of what's going on with the store, Enjoy Store. And you know, I just found out yesterday. I'll share with you quickly. I'm going to have a quick family reunion that we didn't know about till yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I want to come. I love to be able to put together an Enjoy box of stuff that's from this area and take to my aunts and uncles, mm-hmm. which will be in the Southern California area. Yes. And
which
you know,
we appreciate because you're a good shopper.
Well, no, and I just have to say, hey, what's great? You know, all the stuff that you've got on there would be great to put in a box. Yes. And I love how your box is tooled and you know, the mill and all that stuff. All right, going back to what is hot and what's going on. I know, Yvonne, you said something at the break. I want to cover this.
Yes, we have a great event that Rolling Hills puts on every year. It's a girls' club event, and it's called Golf for a Cause. And it's just a great afternoon with girls. And they teach them how to golf. And the woman actually in the photograph is Jean Rogue. And she's an LPGA member at Seviana Links. So it's nice that they actually promote people within Seviana Links as part of this for a cause. It's September 24th. It's at Seviana from 9:30 until 2 o'clock. They also do boutique shopping and they teach you how to golf.
It's nice. It's a good, fun event for women. I mean, they actually take their convention room and set it up into mini boutiques. And so there are tons and tons of vendors for women to look at some really great things, from jewelry to purses to, you know, cakes to, I mean, there's a lot of things. But Yvonne's very modest. I mean, we have a great partnership with Rolling Hills. I mean, they do incredible community work, you know, just all throughout the North State. But Yvonne has worked very closely with their organization to develop this program, and this is will be about year number four. So it's very successful, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, you know, it's a short drive. You get down there, you spend the day. They usually have they usually have breakfast or lunch or brunch or both.
What are the ticket prices?
$60.
$60 will get, if I buy a couple tickets, that's going to get a girlfriend and me to go learn, probably take a class on how to
play golf.
To play golf, rules of golf. I want to learn that, by the way. I want to just know the game.
And they kind of, I think, take a little bit of a, you know, where your skill level is that you've played before.
Zero.
Haven't. Yeah. So you'll start out in the little clinics. You know, they break them up and, you know, they will teach you some basics, how to, you know, hold the club. And, you know, if you have no experience to a little, you know, farther up the line, depending on how well you play.
And it's for a great cause.
Yes.
Girls, Inc. Girls, Inc. is the cause. So the money goes back to building girls to be strong women in the community.
Great. Yeah. Education and such. Okay, that's great. That's September 24th. Mm-hmm. Where do we get tickets?
It's at ticketforce.com.
Okay.
Or Rolling Hills.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it before that again, too.
Yeah. One thing I also do want to point out, because I'm always into sharing what's going on downtown, since this is where we are located and you're located. Our group picture this month is shot just kind of, what, two doors down from you guys at the Mosley Family Cellars.
Yes.
Which is a new
building.
It's right next door.
So we're just down from Kobe and Village Delicatessen, and they're a new addition to the downtown family.
We know them. We know their son.
Very nice.
From Five Star
Bank. Very classy.
Yes. They're a very nice couple.
We love him. He's great.
Isn't Matt a great guy?
Matt is a wonderful
guy. But, I mean, actually, if you walk by, I mean, poke your head in, it's absolutely it's very classy.
Uh-huh.
Just like your store. It's just very, you know, there's a lot there to be proud of. Like, when you have, if you have a visitor visiting, it's like, this is what's happening with the downtown scene. It's just changing overnight.
Yeah. And have you had the wine?
Not yet.
It's very nice. Good. And that's, it's a little different than, you know, you're not going to go in there and there's going to be all kinds of wine. This is actually their own produced wine. So right now they buy grapes and have them, and then they do their own blending from all over California. But they have their own wine, their own stocks or vineyard actually planted here in this region. And as it matures and starts producing, they will actually be producing their own branded wines here as well.
It's more than just wine tasting. It's also an education.
Yes.
That they work at.
Absolutely. He has a library.
Nice people.
He has a library. They have a library. And we're quite proud because we actually worked very closely with them and are good friends with them. And Yvonne actually worked with Mimi and
Marty
mm-hmm. to develop the branding.
I was wondering about that. It's very nice.
Mimi Mosley.
Marty and Matt.
Yeah, Mimi, Marty, and Matt.
If they have a daughter named Minnie.
They have another son, but I can't think of his
name.
It's Marty Jr.
Marty, Millie, and okay, forget it.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me just before we went in this last 30 seconds before the break. The downtown is getting big.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we just had the pub just open up, which probably you lost half your people during the day to that. And then
nice
or
place.
Got more.
Yeah.
Joe Wong has just bought the Maritime Grill, from what I understand, and is going to open up something there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this whole area is getting big.
We will miss Elegant Soul and Val and her 7 years of really, you know, the place to go when you were like, oh, what do I have to get to wear something spectacular, evening wear,
mm-hmm.
The one-stop shop. I'm sad to see her
great.
Go.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But the downtown area is
just growing. We'll talk more about that when we get back and Enjoy Magazine, KCNR.
Mainly Enjoy Magazine.
1460.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Creason's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Creason's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Creason's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Guest star, Yvonne and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. And one of, you know what, this is our favorite magazine. Even more than Guns and Ammo. Okay? And I'll tell you why. It's put together so beautifully.
Thank you.
The photos in it. You don't ever take a look at a page and go, eh, they could have done better. I mean, you all do because you're perfectionists. But when you look at it, it is such a great statement about the North State and the people in it.
Well, thank you very much.
What's your favorite part of the magazine this time? With our last 8 minutes.
Yeah, that's a hard one. And when every time we leave, I forget where we were because obviously behind the scenes when we go off air is kind of half my fun and it's super distracting. So.
I know we talked about a lot of things. Yeah, we just described everything going on downtown here.
What were we doing? One of the stories that we have in there, I won't go to great detail, but it's a lot of fun and I always like them. And forgive me when I refer to, I guess, a greasy spoon. That's a term of endearment because it really is. I love comfort food. But it's the Shasta Lake Big Dipper Cafe. We have a story on there that talks about the current owner and kind of that it's a landmark. It was built in 1937, and it was built to feed the hungry dam workers. And it's still in existence. And there's a woman there that was encouraged to buy it by her daughter who promised to help her. Run it, and of course she didn't, and she went and started it. Talks about her going to start a salon instead, and then she closed her salon and then moved away to Visalia. And her mom said that she would never be a waitress. And it's really just cute. It talks about how, you know, she doesn't have customers, she has friends, and of course they would be genuine friends because of her lack of skills as a waitress. They forgive her, but yet they keep coming back.
Good.
So that's kind of a fun thing. So, you know, if you haven't ever been to the Big Dipper Cafe in Shasta Lake,
try
it out.
We haven't been.
So
nice story in there.
Yeah,
it is. Story on the
we have a wonderful. Go ahead
On the Veterans
Thank
Museum.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes,
with the Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yes.
That always is.
Yeah.
You know, and that does need to be in there. We have a great story on about a road trip to going the Volcanic Legacy Scenic Byway up in Lassen area. So that's a great one. Another one that's really a fun spread and layout, it's kind of almost towards the center, and it's called Worth It All, and it's on page 24. And it's Tommy Corey and the Self-Worth Project. And this is, without going into a lot of detail, is actually a really great story. And it really goes through, he's created this project that was kind of fun, and he takes people that, you know, we all have in our brains another voice. You know, I'm too this, I'm too that, I don't have this, I don't have that. And, you know, we all have those. And we're, I think, a lot closer than we are apart. And basically what he's done is he's taken a pen and he's written on people's bodies, you know, their secrets.
Yes.
And then photographed them and then posted on Facebook, and then it really took off. And so, you know, now he's got 10,000 followers. He's got over 200 people that are part of the project.
Wow.
And they share their innermost fears and shortcomings, and they write them blaringly on their bodies. He takes pictures, and then he creates this entire project with this, and it's just, I think what it does is it takes your fear and puts it out there, and then what you kind of find out is that you're not so different than everybody else, and everybody has the same fears, and it allows you to speak about it, and it really takes those fears and makes them not so scary.
And there's a club, like, okay, you're in the I'm not good enough club. Uh-huh. Hey, I'm coming over there. We can talk about that.
Yeah.
And empower each other.
We've got a caller that has a question for y'all.
Okay.
Line 1, hey, Coach. Coach.
I'm the president of that club, by the way.
Oh, which one? I'm not good enough club?
Hey, I got a fast question. I'll take my answer on the air. I just want to know, if I wanted to get an article in your magazine, is there a way to do that? How would I go about it?
There is. You would have to...
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you for the question. And this goes for anybody. So you would just have to contact us at Enjoy Magazine. You can do that either through the web or actually through a phone call. And you would need to talk to Rhonda Ball, who is our managing editor. Rhonda actually is responsible for working with all of our photographers and our writers and putting together our editorial calendar. One thing that I really need to point out, though, is Squeaky Wheel kind of you know, gets the focus. Our editorial calendar is already kind of booked about 13 months. So that doesn't mean that something that, you know, can't move to the top, but we really try to, you know, keep track of what we're doing because we have so much content. So, you know, just feel free to contact us at info@enjoymagazine.net.
Do it, Coach.
That's right, Coach.
Thanks for the call.
James and Yvonne, thank you so much.
We've run out of time.
Now, your show is going to be on the 14th.
Thursday night.
I'm sorry, the 18th of August.
Yes. You get a whole hour. A full hour where you get to hear Enjoy and everything that the folks from Enjoy and all the stuff that's going on in the North State. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you.
And thank you so much, Yvonne.
You're welcome.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. What's the deal with a debt deal?
None of us like it particularly, but I think it's something that has to happen.
Republican Senator John McCain, some Democrats like Congressman Peter Fazio worry.
There isn't a single job in this package.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live on Capitol Hill.
And Vice President Joe Biden is on the Hill today, trying to shore up support from skeptical Democrats.
I frankly think that revenue should have been part of the deal. I think that a contribution from the wealthiest in the country was necessary and desirable.
But New Jersey Democrat Rob Andrews is a likely yes vote on the other side of the aisle. Opposition from Tea Party Republicans like Illinois' Joe Walsh.
What's been crafted here is, in many ways, a typical sort of Washington deal.
House Speaker John Boehner telling members the agreement isn't perfect, but insists it's 98% of what Republicans wanted. Dave.
Jared, if passed, the deal would cut spending up to $2.5 trillion, while raising the debt ceiling through 2012, $400 billion initially.
It's enormous relief for our economy that the threat of default, that cloud of uncertainty, has been lifted.
Presidential Economic Advisor Gene Sperling. Wall Street rallied initially, then came a report adding to the worry about the economy. Manufacturing activity barely grew last month. The Dow's now down 70. There's another change coming from health care reform. Women won't have to pay anything out of pocket for birth control. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the White House.
Dave, copay free contraception, one of several preventative services the government's telling insurance companies it must offer. Among the others, breast pumps, annual well woman exams, help for domestic violence victims, and counseling on how to avoid STDs. The idea being prevention costs far less than treatment. New benefits won't kick in until January of 2013. And there will be a provision that lets religious institutions opt out of offering birth control coverage. Dave?
Rich, sentencing phase has started for Anthony Sewell, the Ohio man who killed 11 women. He could get the death penalty. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Time for a pop test. Not something you want to hear if you happen to be a Fram filter. At the Fram Proving Grounds, we give the burst test, where we put our filters in a pressure chamber and crank it up until they explode. Pop. The result is a filter that takes more pressure than driving conditions could ever produce. To help protect your oil and your engine, Fram filters take the burst test. To help your engine pass the road test it takes, day after day. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Put our filters to the test at Fram.com.
The deadly crackdown on protests goes on in Syria. The day after human rights groups claim at least 70 people were killed as security forces used tanks going after demonstrators. The European Union responding with more economic sanctions. Egyptian troops have also clashed with a small group of protesters in Cairo demanding faster change since the mass uprising forced the president out of office in February. This as they prepare to put Hosni Mubarak on trial starting Wednesday. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live on our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, the cage is set literally. Toppled leader Hosni Mubarak will enter the courtroom walking on a ramp that deposits him inside a large metal cage. His two sons, the former interior minister, and his six top aides are also expected to be seated alongside him inside the cage composed of metal bars. The courtroom seats about 600 people, and the presiding judge says the trial will be televised live. Mubarak and his former interior minister face the death penalty over charges of ordering the killings of more than 800 protesters. Mubarak's sons and the minister's aides face lesser harsh sentencing. Dave?
From Gorney, Amy Winehouse is resurging on the charts.
They tried to make me go to rehab.
Her Back to Black album, number one again in Britain, a little over a week after she died.
Separately, Winehouse's family today seeking British government backing for public Amy Winehouse rehab centres.
We were in a fortunate position of being able to fund Amy to go into private rehab. This is about people that can't afford it.
And his father, Mitch Winehouse, says current public-funded drug rehab help in Britain is overstretched, and new check-in centres, he says, could help to prevent tragedies like the singers. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Want to go to outer space? Enter a contest. The company that owns Seattle's Space Needle will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a contest to send the winner to space, a suborbital launch with weightlessness lasting about 6 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and about 8:05 on August the 1st. This summer is quickly getting away from us, my friends. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we are chatting live at KCNR1460.com, and we're also streaming there.
Hey, we always want to say the portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Now, don't forget, they're going to have a cigar tasting night. And in fact, they're going to, it's free to the public, and they have a cigar manufacturer come on August. That's happening on August 25th. And stay tuned, because in September, that's when they bring in the hand roller, and that's $25 a ticket, and you're going to leave with about 10 hand-rolled cigars and learn how to make them. And also, stay tuned, because we're going to tell you that the flavor of the month has been Snickerdoodle, and that's Tobacco and Brew. Inside Tobacco and Brew is Espresso Joe's Hilltop Drive. Okay, now, our guest, you have, close your eyes, and guess what happens? It's August. Here we are. Happy August days have arrived. 8:06 in the morning, and what are you doing this week? How about this weekend is Paisano days?
Yeehaw, Paisano!
Yeah, come on,
that's
guys,
it.
Get up on that microphone.
I'm enthused. Yeah, and my girl Linda's. I got to send this out to her. Write that down about the cigar thing. We'll be there for that. She loves a good cigar.
Okay, okay. Well, that's August 25th down at Tobacco and Brew. But the one in September, they're going to have somebody come in to show you how to roll them yourself.
We'll be there.
Yeah, cool.
But first, we're going to be at Anderson River Park for Paisano Days.
So, if you don't mind, I'd like to have you introduce yourself.
Johnny Tisello here with the Sons of Italy. And right here, out to my left, which you can't tell because it's radio, is our president of the Shasta Lodge Sons of Italy, Jim Nobili.
Good morning.
Good morning. Paisano it's better when you do it.
Paisano Days is one of my favorite days of the year. You get to go out, you get to listen to the great Lou White Band.
The Luigi White Band.
You get to play bocce ball.
Yes, you got it.
Bocce ball. Hey. And by the way, I was the Northern States champion bocce ball player in 1978.
I had no idea.
I'm speechless.
I'm stunned.
I just made it up.
Okay. Okay, I'm unstunned.
I was really, and I was D.B. Cooper in 1971.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, now is just a great time. It's not only is it just great food. And by the way, you think, how can people make great food in sort of like 800, 900 people?
What's,
it is absolutely outstanding.
The best spaghetti ever. Now, what's happening Friday, August 5th?
Well, let's kick it back just a little bit to Thursday, because we have a little different venue with our butcher tournament this year.
And we want to get the word out on that, because we've been doing it so many years that people come down on Friday, which is our big kickoff. The butcher tournament starts, and then we go into the spaghetti feed, our big kickoff. We've changed a little bit. We were going to start playing the preliminary games on Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock, and we'll have sausage sandwiches going and beverages. So if you want to watch the kickoff, it's kind of like Slack at the rodeo. Butch is going to start up on Thursday night. Friday night again, 6 o'clock in the evening, we'll start playing. Of course, the spaghetti feed is going to be going. Lou White's going to be going. That's going to allow us to kick things off to a big finale on Saturday. Saturday morning, the Voce going into the finals. So we're thinking 8 o'clock, we'll be playing the finals. We'll have music, food, everything going. Our raffle will be going, all the Italian baskets and stuff. So we're looking for a big finale on Saturday.
All right.
All right, we're going to have to just a minute, you guys. We want you to hang out here. All right,
we're doing,
so now
we're doing great here.
All right, so let's just keep going on to what happens on Friday night now.
Friday night. Now that's our big night. Actually, Mike Quinn,
yay!
Our good friend Mike, will roll these.
Our buddy next door, yeah. LXR.
The ceremonial first roll will be done by him. That will be the official opening of our budget tournament. Okay, but at 5:30 begins our spaghetti dinner from 5:30 to 8:30. $8 for adults, $4 for kids. You can't beat it. Spaghetti in the park, right?
You can't beat that.
We'll have some crafters and vendors there as well, showing us their wares. Good place to go shopping as well, right? You can shop and have pasta all at the same time.
Now, I understand there's a ticket for, you only have 600 tickets that are going to be sold. Tell us about this Italy trip for $20.
$20. There may be, I don't know what the last count is on the ticket, so we're very, very close to the end on that. 600 tickets will be the total sold. $20 can win you a 10-day trip to Italy.
Count us in for 2 tickets. Did we get them when we were there?
If there are some left, hopefully, because they're going really fast.
Oh, I guess.
I think we should get them for you today.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Count us in on 2.
Okay.
In fact, we can probably get a guy here to do that quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, look, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we've got our market minute, and then we're going to finish up with you all. And then we've got Mike Wiley coming in on the Veterans Consortium. Okay. This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's a Monday, and we are running hot.
We're rolling.
Save the date, Wednesday, August 17th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the event center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. Blood Source Mobile on site. Blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For more information on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734. Or better yet, head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino on August 17th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Redding Rancheria Health Clinic, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:11, and it's time for the Wells Fargo A Minute on Business. Rocky, good morning.
Good morning. The House plans to vote on the debt limit deal today, and Senate may follow. Despite the agreement, both S&P and Moody's Investor Service are weighing whether to cut U.S. credit rating. That economic news dissipated early goodwill on Wall Street. The Dow turned negative, losing an early gain of 139 points after a report on manufacturing was much weaker than expected. The Institute for Supply Management's factory index fell all the way to 50.9 in July from 55.3 the prior month. Analysts were looking for a reading of 55 flat. Dow is now down 79 points at 12,064. NASDAQ down 20 points, 2,736, and the S&P 500 down 9 points at 1,283. Oil up 29 cents to $96 a barrel. Gold up $2.92 at $1,629, and silver down 4 cents at $39.78 an ounce. Noticeable stocks this morning, Ford up 9 cents at $12.30, and General Motors up 13 cents to $27.81 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks a lot, Rocky. You know what? This is a new part of our show, and we're liking it. Okay, our guest, our Paisano de Amigos. Okay, that's this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, it is right. Starting Thursday night.
Yeah, maybe we can turn down the music. Let's turn down the music.
I thought Lou White was in the room with the band there. I didn't know what was going on.
But Lou White will be appearing this weekend for Paisano Days, which, again, where are you located? Tell us again where it is.
We are at Anderson River Park. It's okay. Cool by the river. That's our
and
motto.
And it's always at Anderson Park. I just wanted to make double check here. We've got Thursday night, but Friday night is the spaghetti dinner, and of course the vendors and the craft booths. And you're selling out those tickets quickly for the trip to Italy. Only $620 per ticket. How would one get a hold of those and get tickets? By the way.
Well, we're going to take care of you especially. I think right now we probably have somebody coming down here because people are listening to us. So we're going to get those to you today. And if those of you are interested, they may have some at the park. How else would they get it beforehand?
Well, we have a website, ReddingSonsOfItaly.com. You may want to check there. But I don't know how many are left. Like I said, I don't have the latest count.
Right. Okay, well, we'll see what we have left over. But before we go into Saturday night, I'm going to take the first caller and give two free tickets. For the spaghetti feed, these invite you and to be our guest, Paisano Days, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday at Anderson Park.
That's right. There are two tickets here. And if call 605-4567, and I've got two tickets here that the guys have brought in to give away free. Go ahead, John.
That's it. It's for a meal. So if you go Friday night, you can do the full spaghetti dinner. But if you come there Saturday, they'll have the meatball sandwiches, the sausage sandwiches. So it depends on what you want to do. But it's good for a meal.
Amen.
We also have a chicken barbecue going on Saturday. So it's a meal, whatever they want to do.
Well, all right.
Yeah, that's not for the chicken barbecue, though.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about Saturday night. What's happening?
All right, Saturday night. Again, well, we have Luigi Bianco, as we call him, Lou Whiteband. We are affectionately known as Luigi Bianco in our organization. He'll be there Friday and Saturday, both nights. And then, of course, Saturday, our Bocce Ball continues. We kick that off at 8 o'clock in the morning for the continuing play. Mm-hmm. And then our booths will open around 10 a.m. That day, we'll have sausage sandwiches, pasta bowls, meatball sandwiches, cannolis, strawberry shortcake, all kinds of good, of course, all kinds of beverages to keep you refreshed and hydrated and cool down through the nice warm afternoon. But it should be nice this weekend, they say. Of course, we have a barbecue chicken dinner at 5:30 to 7:30, $10 for those tickets. Now, it's a separate deal from these tickets here. So those tickets have to be purchased, and there's a limited amount, I think 200 tickets available for that. So if you haven't gotten in on that, you want to get on that quickly. And again, check with our website and check our flyers. There's phone numbers on there and contact numbers, so on.
Great. So you're also going to have like a music and dancing from 6 to 10, as we said, drawing for baskets and the grand prizes. That starts at 7:30.
Yes.
And the grand prize.
Well, the grand prize this year is a barbecue. It's a Weber barbecue.
Wow.
Okay. And along with our baskets that our ladies do such a great job.
Phenomenal baskets, by the way.
About 30 of them.
Great raffle.
Yeah. And, of course, a lot of the businesses in town give us certificates to give away. We have giveaways throughout the day, so there's always something happening at the gazebo.
Such as that marvelous barbecue. That's a high-end barbecue donated by our friends at Carmona's.
It's a nice barbecue. It's a Weber, yeah.
So the raffle is on Saturday night, not Friday night.
Saturday night is
the raffle, but you guys start to party on Thursday, and it's a whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I just live on Italian sausage sandwiches from Thursday night on, yes.
Totally the best.
Bell peppers, onions.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Okie doke. Well, thank you very much. Give us a call later on this week, and we'll remind everybody again.
And again, we have two tickets for the event, 605-4567.
You want tickets to the Paisano Days. That's free food for people out there. Just give us a call, 605-4567. 4567. Okay.
Hey, guys.
Thank you so
a
much.
Lot.
We're going to take
thank
a break
you
here.
So
thank
much.
You for allowing us to be here.
All right. This is Carl and the Bot. We're taking a quick break here. We're coming back with Mike Wiley on a Veterans Consortium.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Alocidro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palocidro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palocidrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. 8:20 in the morning. It's August the 1st. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We gave away those tickets to Paisano Days.
Congratulations.
KCNR 1460 is where we're chatting and streaming. And if you go on to the chat room, you can actually get a link to where I'm dancing from Dancing with the Stars that Bad Bob put up. If you want to see dancing bears, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leia, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He's got an on-site lab. He's been in the business here in Reading for over 20 years. The latest design in progressive lenses, glasses for the whole family. He is our optometrist. He is the one that we choose to have look at our eyes. And, you know, he takes all types of insurance. He'll work with you. And he does great work, and so do his people. Dr. Joseph Leia, Advantage Eye Care. Okay, our guest, Mike Wiley. And Mike's been on several times before. Shasta County, and he's representing the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative.
That's correct.
Do we have that turned on?
How are you?
There you,
there
now
you
it
go.
Is. Yeah, there. You know, all those buttons on a Monday morning, they're very, very confusing when you've been floating down the river for... you know, all weekend long.
yeah, but also because everybody's watching you Dancing with the Stars, so it's like there's it's been a YouTube link on the chat room, so people are confused.
That's right. Hey, Bad Bob, this is your stress test. Forget getting on a forget getting on a treadmill. This is it. Okay, Mike, tell us about this.
Well, we'd like to talk a little bit about our Veterans Collaborative that's going to be held again this coming Saturday morning, 10 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Building on Yuba Street. What we've done is we've modeled an opportunity to get together. We've modeled after a state program that they call the Veterans Collaborative that's held in 9 other locations. What we're trying to do is to provide an opportunity for the community to get together to learn from each other about programs that are out in our community serving our veterans and our veterans' families. not just the VA, not just the Veterans Service Office, but like this Saturday, we have Leah Tate from the VA that's going to come and talk. Dr. Tate, she's a clinical psychologist.
She's wonderful.
She's
been on our show. Been on our
very
show
informative.
We need to have her back.
Mm-hmm. She's a wonderful asset to our community. But not only the VA, like I say, in the Veterans Service Office, but Emily Sawyer, who's an MSW and works at Mercy from their hospice program, is going to come and talk about what we do and what we can do in our community to support veterans and their families when it's end of life. The VA doesn't address that directly. So we have other organizations that are providing services to our veterans. Katie Cassidy and Lee Macy from the County Suicide Prevention Work Group are going to come and talk about their program. Because one of the things that we do know is that while the VA has a wonderful mental health program, they don't do emergency work. So what do we do when there's a crisis? What do we do? I mean, there is a hotline that they can call, a veteran can call an 800 number. But in our community, what can we do? How can we provide hands-on assistance for people that may be depressed? And that's veterans and their families. The VA doesn't work with family members. So our collaborative is an opportunity to get together and find out what is available for all of us, whether we're dealing with our parents, with children, with our neighbors. But our veterans and our families, we want to provide as much information as possible. So this is a two-hour opportunity to network, to ask questions, to find out what's available, to announce things. One of our program supporters, Dave Nervo from Legacy House, has just received some grants to provide housing for homeless veterans. He's going to be there talking a little bit about that. We want to know what's out there because, Carl, you and I both know a lot of veterans, and we're always wondering, well, how can we help them to make their lives better? Because we know a number of our veterans that are in distress or their families are having problems. So our collaborative is an opportunity to network, to ask questions of what's available, to talk about it, about what is out there for, in support of our veterans and their families.
Well, you know, and with what's going on, too, with the cutbacks in services.
That's right.
The delays in getting claims processed. You know, we're up to 1 million, and we're increasing at a rate of about 3,000 a week in the delay side. Mm-hmm. The home, of course, has been delayed, and they're fighting that one right now. This could go to court, the veterans' home. And one, I think, that really offends me the most, Mike, is the Veterans Administration came out with this great headlines that $4.5 million was going to be used for vouchers for our homeless veterans in Northern California. And not 1 cent, not one voucher came north of Sacramento. And so, when you see things like this, these four or five things, and when you go to your representatives, now Herger's, he's been saying things. He's been sending letters off. I don't know what else he's done, but I don't see anything that Boxer and Feinstein have done. And I've written to them. I've called their offices and yet ever to hear response from them on this. And I'm not, picking sides here. I'm just saying is that all these things are happening at one time, and now they're talking about making more cuts in the Department of Defense, which means into the veterans programs.
We have to. Our community has to take care of our veterans and our family. If we rely on the feds or if we rely on the state, we get wonderful services from the VA. We get wonderful services from California Department of Veterans Affairs, but it's never enough. So this is an opportunity for us to get together and take care of our veterans and their families locally. Next month, October, the first Saturday in October, Frank Williams is going to come and talk to us about what's going on at the Veterans Home. So we want to make sure that people know about that. This will be his first opportunity that I'm aware of to come and address the community.
Mike, we have, speaking of veterans, things that are going on in the North State, we want to take this call right now. Pauline, you're welcome. Please, you're live on the air, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, and good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pauline.
Good. As you know, Linda, Carl, I'm with Families Honoring Our Troops, and every year we do a march in honor of the Gulf War era. We are doing one this Tuesday night, tomorrow night, to represent when the Gulf War started 21 years ago, August 2nd, 1990. And we were told when we started our group that the Gulf War era needed to be representative, and it started back in 1990. It was never officially declared an end to it. So we want to march tomorrow night to represent the beginning of that conflict, and we would like to invite anyone who would like to join us, and we represent the veterans and all active personnel, all active military at this time.
Pauline, where is the march? Where do we gather, and what time?
We are going to be gathering over on Hilltop and Dana at 6 o'clock, and we're going to go until 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And we're going to have our flags, and you can bring your flags, and it's like a candlelight, although it's going to be too light for candles.
But we can still march, right?
Absolutely, and that's what we're going to be there for.
Well, I'm supposed to see your husband early, but from there we'll race over with our flags.
That would be wonderful. And from there also, I'm still looking for names to be placed on the monument there in front of the library. For those who have served, and there is no cost for them to have their names placed on that.
And this is anybody that served during the Gulf War from August 2nd, 1990 through present times. Doesn't mean you have to be wounded or killed or anything. It's just people who have served.
From the North State?
From the North State.
Yes, that's true. It's from Shasta County. And it doesn't mean you had to have gone over also in any
just
area.
Just served.
It's just that you've served in the military from 1990 forward.
All right, tomorrow night. Thanks, Pauline.
Well, we're going to talk about this again tomorrow, Pauline, and we'll remind them again toward the end of the show today about the big parade tomorrow on Hilltop, on Dana and...
Dana and Hilltop.
Dana and Hilltop. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we'll be
from
right
six
back.
To eight.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, thanks,
bye-bye.
Pauline. Mike, hang on to the other side. We're going to be right back here. KCNR 14.
We've still got 30 seconds here. So our guest is Mike Wiley, and we're talking the collaborative... the
Veterans Collaborative.
Yeah, the Veterans Collaborative that's going to be on August the 6th.
August the 6th, Saturday morning, 10 a.m. We have coffee at the Veterans Memorial Building on Yuba Street.
Okay. And when we come back, we're going to finish this on and some of the other subjects that I want to talk to you about on the Veterans Center, Mike. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lisa Lacera. House and Senate leaders working to drum up support for the debt ceiling deal, but not everyone is sold on the plan that would cut $1 trillion in spending over 10 years and raises the debt limit by an initial $400 billion.
Tea Party-backed Utah Republican Mike Lee says he's a no vote.
The only way we can bind future Congresses to stand by these cuts that we're now discussing is through an amendment to the Constitution.
Other Republicans warn proposed cuts could unfairly target the Pentagon.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern.
Democratic leaders are also selling the plan to skeptical rank and file.
It's our only way to avert what would have been a terrific financial crisis.
Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin, but some progressives are unlikely to support the effort, saying they wanted a mix of spending cuts and tax hikes.
In addition, a bipartisan committee would be created to look into cutting another $1.5 trillion by Thanksgiving. This is a Fox News Alert.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart annual estate sale, going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning, August the 1st. You know what? August. Gotta love it.
It's your birthday week.
My birthday week. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I get my hair cut off of Athens Avenue.
You get your hairs cut.
I get them all cut. And you know what, they trim, they shave around your neck and all that stuff.
You really like going
there.
And
they have also, you know, they have discounts for veterans and for seniors. And it's great conversation. It's taking a step back in time where you're talking about great things. Nobody's upset in there. Everybody's talking. You got all these great magazines. You know, you talk about everything, and it's man's last stronghold. You know, when it says man's last stronghold, it's not being disparaging to females. It's just kind of like, gosh, it's a good place to go. And they trim beards, too.
Isn't there like the Mysterious Man in Black?
The Mysterious Man in Black?
I wonder if he's D.P. Cooper.
You know what? I never thought about it, but he's about the right age.
I'm telling you.
You know what? Looking at that, I'm going to have him put on some sunglasses, because he could be
He could D.P. Cooper. I'm telling you. All right. What's today, 96 degrees. We're getting to that's the forecast for the hottest part of the day, 96 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 66. Tomorrow we're looking at a hot day, 96. Actually, you know what? I think 96
cooler.
Is great.
Yeah, it's
you
getting
know,
cooler this
just
week,
give
yeah.
me under triple digits and I'm doing okay. So that's what we have all week with our forecast, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And, you know, on Thursday nights they're having pizza, and Sundays are extended dinner hours. They've got...
Music Got Jazz on Saturday with Carrie Robinson.
That's right. They're going to have, you know, but you have to give them a call.
474-5546. We'll be out there Saturday, so.
Yeah, we'll be out there. Okay, our guest is Mike Wiley, and we're talking the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative that's going to happen this Saturday.
That's right.
And what time is this going to start?
10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street.
Okay, and you've talked about what they're you've mentioned a lot of things. Let's hit it one more time, and then I want to ask you a couple other questions here.
Okay, once again, this is an opportunity for the community to we provide a forum for the community to ask questions of services that are available and to network to find out what's out there beyond the Veterans Administration and Veterans Service Office and our outpatient clinic and so on. What's available with Mercy and their hospice program, things like that. So we're hoping to, again, provide an opportunity to talk and ask questions and network. We gain strength by getting together like this.
Well, you know, it does, because, you know, nobody's got the answer.
No.
And, you know, as much as you read, and I know, Mike, you're so attached. I mean, you're so connected into this, but so are people
you know, that Greg Graff, you know, Maurice Johannesson. I mean, everybody that tries to get in there. You've got Fred Salante. You've got just so many people that are connected into what's happening to the community. But there's so many things going on. And what you said is really absolutely true. We're going to have to look out for ourselves. The government has dropped the ball.
Yeah.
At a higher level.
Somewhat.
One of the things, yeah, we can argue that, and absolutely. We can always find fault with the VA, but the VA provides wonderful care.
Oh, it does. Like I said, at higher levels. This clinic is great.
I've been so pleased. I've been a long-term patient there, and I enjoy and appreciate all the care that I get there.
And it's nice to get kudos where kudos is deserved.
It's really important that we draw that line, that clinic is great.
But it is limited. It's an outpatient clinic. So that means that after hours on the weekends, what do we do? What happens if we have a young person that's come back from Iraq and is depressed and angry and suicidal and who knows what's going on? What do we do then? Because the VA clinic, now they have an outpatient program, but that doesn't have the ability to reach out and deal with that veteran and that veteran's families in an emergency setting. So once again, Katie Cassidy and Lee Macy from the county, they're going to be talking about what is available so that you know that when Carl really goes off the deep end, you know how to do the 5150 thing and get him sedated and take care of him. Because we're always potentially, yes.
I know how to get him sedated.
Always, uh-huh. We're always on the edge there.
And help sedate
and
Carl.
If you do call the VA, they give you an 800 number to call.
Absolutely.
And it's all they can do.
That's right. Their scope is limited. And not to sell them short. That's what they are. Now, we can lobby and we can always ask for our community to follow in Senator Johannesson's footsteps and ask for more services up here. As we know, the North State seldom gets well represented at the state and the federal level. We see that in all kinds of ways. Senator Johannesson has stepped out in front, like I say, and without him we wouldn't have our cemetery, we wouldn't have this outpatient clinic, we wouldn't have the veterans home. To once again bring up next October, the first Saturday in October, our next collaborative, Frank Williams from the Veterans Home will be talking to us about the changes, what's going to happen, we don't know yet. September, evidently, is going to be a pivotal month for the Veterans Home. They're going to be making decisions at the state. So he's going to be there talking to us at 10 o'clock on the first Saturday in October at the Veterans Home, at the Memorial Building on Yuba Street. That's Frank Williams. And we'll be back maybe next month
We'll be talking about that.
I think it's important. That way the community, all of us that are worried about what's going on with our Veterans Home, we'll have an opportunity to get the information from the horse's mouth.
Yep.
Frank Williams is a great guy, and he'll be there talking to us about what's happening.
Great. Okay, got to take a break here. Our guest, Mike Wiley, we've been talking about the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative that's going to happen on the 6th. We'll come back and finish this up, and then we'll finish up a couple other things that we need to get to.
Right.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, this is Free Fire Radio.
What you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Do you need more get up and go? Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading for nearly 20 years. Listen to my radio show at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday mornings. It's called Positively Healthy, the same name as my monthly column in the Record Searchlight.
My show is sponsored by East Earth Trade Winds and the Lazy 69 Ranch.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody about NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can apply for credit, pay on your account, order fuel for delivery, and check out our CFN and fleet-wide sites. It's that time of the year when you need to start spraying your porches, patios, and fences with our new Log'n Shake. We sell it in 5-gallon pails or bulk. We're selling propane bottle tanks now, 2.5-gallon to 7 gallons, for camping to barbecues. Also, Johnny and Ricky are starting to do a lot of tune-ups on Monitor and Toyo stoves this summer, so you'll be ready for winter. Give us a call for a free estimate. 241-2196. Northern Lights Energy, your Monitor and Toyo stove dealer. For all the hot rods and Harleys and boats, we have high-octane fuel. Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and in Redding, open on Saturday till 3:30. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. 8:45 in the morning. It's August the 1st. July has gotten away from us. Mike Wiley.
Gone.
It's gone. What happened to this? What happened? It's another July that just got away.
It goes by fast and you're having fun.
It does. Okay, Mike's here and we were talking about, we're going to finish this up on the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative that's going to be this Saturday. And, you know, hospice is not something a lot of people like to talk about, but it's something that is very much appreciated by a lot of people.
Mercy's hospice program is wonderful. As a social worker working home health care prior to my retirement a few years ago, I had numerous opportunities to work with those folks, and they're just wonderful. We're always interested in what we can do to connect our veterans and their families with services that are reflective of honor, and Mercy does that. They have a wonderful veterans program, and the way they deal with veterans is just marvelous. And these are the kinds of things that we're hoping to always highlight at our Veterans Collaborative. What services are out there, the people that are amenable. This isn't a commercial thing. We're not providing an opportunity for people to come and sell their wares. What we're trying to do is to ensure that our veterans community knows what's available for them. And that includes things that are like the veterans sensitive community at Hilltop Estates. You know, they have a wonderful veterans program there. They reach out to veterans all the time. Mm-hmm. So we're providing an opportunity for our community to gather knowledge about what's available. That includes the VA, that includes the Veterans Service Office, that includes services at the cemetery. We're really pleased to be supported by the California Department of Veterans Affairs and the cemetery. Steve Jorgensen and those folks are always helping.
Aren't they great? One of the reasons we came up here was when you look around at the community, Redding's a great community, and you look at what the veterans have, or veterans are up here, that they are honored. And people do a lot for the veterans. You know, veterans do a lot for each other, but also other people, do a lot. So, yeah, this is a great place.
This is one of the most supportive communities that I've ever lived in, and I've had the opportunity to live all across the country. And this is one of the most supportive, if not the most supportive, of Veterans Affairs. And it's interesting because we don't have a large military facility. It's not like Oceanside where you got Pendleton or San Diego.
We don't have a base there.
Or Norfolk or one of those
Maybe
places.
We could start like the Free Fire Militia Base.
Oh,
I guess that word militia is scary, huh? Militia, there's nothing wrong with the word militia. Free Fire Militia, we let everybody in. It's just that we'll just organize.
This is said with a guy that has a 50 caliber round sitting on his pad there.
And you know what I found out today? And this is so sad. I saw this up in Oregon. And this guy sells it to me for an exorbitant amount of money. It's a pen. It's with out of a 50 caliber shell. Enjoy magazine is in here today on their back cover. It's a third of the price I paid for. I swear. I'm sitting here. So if you if you want one of those pens that it's made out of a 50 caliber round, it's good for presents for your friends, or you just put it in your house, or you can use it to write with, which is what I do. A third of the price. But then I said, well, of course, maybe it's because in Oregon it's illegal to have a an empty 50 caliber shell. I don't know, but it sure got me. I'll buy that. Oh, okay, enough of that.
So we hope to see people at the Veterans Memorial Building on Yuba Street Saturday morning, the 6th, at 10 o'clock.
And we're going to talk about this more. And just give us a call during the week so we can remind everybody. Mike, we appreciate so much what you do.
Thank you,
for
Mike.
Our community.
Thank you. We know that we're supported in all kinds of veterans organizations that I belong to, that you support us, and that you're good for our community.
Well, thank you so much. That's very nice of you. Okay. Carl and Linda Bott, Mike Wiley here was talking about our event on Saturday, the 6th, the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative. There's going to be a whole lot of things going on.
We're going to take a break right after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's one of those Monday mornings when things are just, it's just like one You know, it's like 1 ounce off plum, you might say. It's just almost there, but then, you know, music doesn't happen. You know, one of the microphones won't be turned on or something. It's like somebody spent too much time rolling down the river. Rolling, rolling. All right, calling about 8:53 in the morning. It's August the 1st. It's going to be 96 degrees today. Did you want to talk, Bad Bob? You just pulled that up.
All these buttons and switches. It's Monday.
I'm okay.
Are you okay now?
Well,
yeah,
okay.
The show's over.
I'm
mean, you know, it takes you 2 hours to get back into something you've been doing for 48 years. You know what? You know how long that would last in combat? That's it. Forgot to load the rifle.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of changes going on here, and one of them is, hey, when you write your checks today, it's the first day of the month. It's 8/1/11.
Like yeah.
8. And your birthday's this Friday. And then also posted, is on YouTube is your Dancing with the Stars. So that's pretty cool. It shows, I was watching a little snippet. I didn't want to be sidetracked while we had a guest in there, but it shows Cheetah introducing you. And then you doing your little.
Was Cheetah there?
Yeah. We miss Cheetah. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty cool. And gosh, we have so much going on this week. Of course, again, we, you know, to kind of recap what happened today, Pauline Arellano, Families Honoring Our Troops, called in and talked about that tomorrow night at 6 p.m. There will be a march for Family Honor Our Troops representing the Desert Storm, which actually is how many years now? It was 1990, so that's
August 2nd, 1990.
21 years. Yeah. We also had Mike Wiley on talking about the veterans. With Saturday, there's going to be a special event.
Veterans Collaborative?
That's exactly right, with a couple special speakers. They're going to be talking about what happens in case of a crisis and that kind of thing. Extension beyond what's going on with, you know, if the Veterans Center is closed on after hours or over the weekend, you know, people need to know what are the other options or alternatives. And then, of course, we had Enjoy Magazine on this morning, and lots of good stuff. Take a look at and Enjoy Magazine, and look at on the back page of the magazine, on the very back side, are some of the specials that they've got, some of the highlights that they are carrying this month in their store. And I know that we're going to be doing a family reunion in Tehachapi here pretty soon with the Snook side of the family, Thomas side of the family, which is my dad and my great-grandfather, who was the sheriff of Montezuma County. So we're going to hear all kinds of really great information. That's what's really cool about looking at your ancestors and finding out the legacy of what's gone on, how you get where you get, and just kind of honoring that. So I think we're going to take a big box from Enjoy about what we're going to bring from the North State.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that was in one breath there. Thank you.
That was it. Take a breath, honey. Your nose is turning blue. Okay.
You know, for those who haven't gone in to Enjoy the store, I highly recommend it. I had occasion to go in there for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and I was impressed. The amount of high-quality craftsmanship that we have right here in the North State just impressed the daylights out of me. There's a lot of hidden talents up here.
Yeah, it is. You know, now, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have the public defender here, and we're going to have a couple other surprise guest. We want to talk about, you know, what's going on with in the public defender's office, and with he came on before, and we just didn't even get to touch everything in that, especially with the idea that 1 October we're going to have a bunch of a number of felons turn loose,
ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah, you know, and by the way, I talked to three senior police officers who are looking at it, and they're looking at it as them coming out and it being a real problem with what's going on with with the jails, number of things, you know, with unemployment, with all these people, like 500 to 700 felons being dropped back off into our society, and that how that could be a problem, gangs. Other entities, you know, but those are things we're going to be talking about between now and then, of course, trying to get that figured out. And of course, today they're having the big vote on the convention center, my friends. So you need to go down there if you want to be involved in this. And they're going to, they say they're going to make a vote on who gets the convention center. Now, you know, last Friday we had the Save the Convention Center group. that came in and said that they wanted, you know, them to extend this for 6 months and give the people a chance to keep the convention center in private. Do not lease it out. And on the same show at 8 o'clock, we had Bethel Church, who is wants to lease the convention center for 10 years. And there's people are talking that this could be a moot deal now. But according to Patrick Jones, it's not. That if a lot of people come down and both sides and say what they want, that, you know, these things can change. In any way you look at it, though, the convention center, something has to be done. Something has to be done. I think that goes, I think he said at 5 o'clock today, but I'm not sure. Bob, see if you can find that real quick before we get off the air. And if not, you just need to call City Hall and ask them about the convention center meeting. I believe it's going to be, of course, the open forum again, and they're going to discuss the lease and the convention center. I know that there's two different groups of people that are three groups when you look at it. Mesa Productions, and she was also on the news this morning. You had Bethel Church, and then others that are just trying to keep it open and keep it kind of the same way it is. So, anyway, tomorrow, again, like I said, we're going to have the public defender on. We're going to have a couple other guests. You can't find that?
Not right offhand. Lots of calendar entries. I think there's probably something in the paper, and I'll be checking that real quick.
About 5 o'clock or something like that today. But again, call City Hall, ask them when the convention center meeting is going to be. It could be a little bit earlier than that. So, and that,
that's
of course,
the emergency.
Is
the sound
emergency.
Of the emergency broadcast. No, there's no emergency. It basically, that's part of our. Well, it's like a ticker tape that talks about, it's a test, actually, right?
It's a test that tells us nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
This thing, anything that talks about, like hurricanes and hurricanes, we just ignore. And we have nothing to say about it, do we? Bad Bob.
Yeah, it is. This is a requirement from the Federal Communications Commission, and it makes sure that it's going to work when we need it.
Okay. Currently 72 degrees, and we hope you have a fabulous day. We are just happy to be here on Monday morning, the 1st of August.